with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy. Let's have a chat with the real McCoy.
Welcome to What's Your Ministry Podcast with your host, Shamika the Real McCoy. We're not just a podcast, we're a community for McCoy Solutions University, an online platform for digital creators, business owners, entrepreneurs, and students looking to connect education and faith-based strategies by combining their personal and professional life to speak one language, ministry in the marketplace.
How you doing? Just wanted to let you know, if you're watching this, I won't have this on long. So to see the slides, you're going to have to join me over here on Instagram. Hey, guys, I'm talking to the Instagram audience. You're going to have to join me over here on YouTube at Shamika the Real McCoy to see the slides and the full presentation that's available tonight to you guys. All righty. Hey. Just wanted to let you guys know I do not own the rights to this song. In the background, I have the Mississippi Mass Choir playing. I love to praise him. Do you love to praise him? I love to praise his name. He is so worthy of our praise. He is so worthy to be exalted. I just thank the Lord for our opportunity to be live here in this space. I pray that he allows me to steward well what he has placed in my hands, what the message that he has placed in my belly. And I'm excited to share with you guys today. So welcome. Go ahead and drop some hearts in the chat. Let me know where you're joining me from. I'm joining you guys from Texas tonight. Because I am a traveler, you never know where I will be joining you from. So I'm always in different places and spaces, but definitely 100% want to be a good steward and responsible for what God has called me to be accountable for. So this song is not that long. I want to share a little bit information here. Hey, guys, join me on YouTube. I'm multitasking, guys. Join me on YouTube to see the slides and to get more of the full effect that's going on here. I'll be over on YouTube at Shamika the Real McCoy. Thank you guys for popping in. I'm going to give you just a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes to join me over here on YouTube. I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. Guys, let me know what songs that you generally have in your spirit. You have any good songs? Any good praise and worship songs you've been listening to lately? Drop those for me here in the chat. I would love to know what type of song, what good songs you guys are listening to. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I like to be a good steward of what God has called me to be responsible for. So I'm going to just share a little bit of information with you all tonight. Switching my screen just a little bit here. YouTube, that's the arrow to join me on YouTube. So tonight's topic, in case you guys did not know, I'm sure you know by now that I am a marketing and ministry consultant. I thank God for every opportunity that I get to minister his word in the marketplace. I've been doing lots of praying, guys, lots of getting ready for this time, this moment, this season. And I just thank God, not just for what he's doing in my life, but also what he's doing in your life. It's so good to be here. Let me know where you guys are joining us from. And if you're on, I'm streaming right now on two platforms. If you're joining me on Instagram, make sure you move on over to YouTube at Shamika The Real McCoy so you can see the slides. So let's get going a little bit. So God has just been placing on my heart, you know, everything is just so unique, how God moves, how he works. He has been placing on my heart this phrase that you hear me say all the time, which is ministry in the marketplace. I want to dig a little bit deeper into that. Like, what does that mean? How is that established? And I'm starting a series with you guys. And this series, Ministry in the Marketplace series, this first one is about building business on a solid platform. Let me know in the chat if you are a business owner, a kingdompreneur, or entrepreneur. Let me know a little bit something about you in the chat. Just feel free to drop that information for me there in the chat. I want to give you a little bit of an intro on how things are going to take place tonight. A few things that's going to be going on with the intro. Of course, I'm doing that right now. I'm going to share a little bit about business and faith. I'm going to go into prayer. If you have your heavenly language, be prepared. Feel free to pray in tongues with me, to pray as the Spirit leads you to do that work. I'm excited to pray and lift up the kingdom of heaven and bring him down here into the earth realm and to represent him as an ambassador. Then we're going to talk about building business God's way, which talks about the topic that we're sharing today, building on a solid foundation. I'm going to go into a little bit of a mini series with you guys on how I actually combine ministry and how I combine the business aspects of that and just showing you guys what that looked like. A little bit of time for Q&A as well as some incentives that I have for you guys that's going to be towards the end of this presentation. As I share, my name is Shamika The Real McCoy. One of my favorite terms that I have quoted is that marketing is my profession, people is my passion, and love is my superpower. I want to let you know, if you do not love what you do, you will soon be out of business. You will soon be out of everything if you don't operate from a position of love. And that's something that I try to do, not just in business, but with those in my everyday life as well. Just sharing a little bit about me, here to the left is a small portion of my family. I have a huge family. And one thing I always love to do, according to Ephesians 6, is honor my parents. So I would not be standing where I'm standing today without my parents. Thank God for them, Mr. and Mrs. McCoy, that's in this photo. I also choose to honor my eldest sister, Tamika. I love you. To honor my sister today. She's on that photo as well. And something I want to let you guys know is the lifestyle that you practice in your home. It's the lifestyle that you should be practicing in the workplace, wherever you go. This is something that should be consistent in your life. So when I say combine your personal and your professional life to speak one language, which is ministry in the marketplace, this is what I'm talking about. So it's been the same representation, and no matter where the platform is, where you're going, just being the consistent same throughout that presentation. This is a live stream of the audio version of the podcast, What's Your Ministry Podcast. It is on all digital platforms. It is underneath the hat of McCoy Solutions University. We are 11 years old. Thank God for that. 11 years old. So excited about that. And so just to let you guys know, we're on all digital platforms. So feel free to share, subscribe, and all that good stuff. I think before I let Instagram go, I am going to put this prayer in because I do want to put prayer and praise in the atmosphere. So if you're ready to pray with me, put a yes in the chat. Put a yes, I am ready to pray. Yes, I am ready to acknowledge the King and lift him up and give him glory, because saints, it's praying time. God, you're worthy of our praise. God, we lift you up. God, you're King of all King. God, you're Lord of all Lords. God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you forgive us of our sins so that our prayers are not hindered. God, I lift up every business owner, every entrepreneur, every person that has joined me on this live or watching the replay. God, I pray, oh God, that you calm my nerves. I pray that you decrease me and increase you. God, you have full control. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you use my mouth to be a mouthpiece for you, to be an ambassador for you here in the earth realm. God, that you use every activity of my limb. You use my mistakes, my failures to give you glory. God, I just thank you right now that you're taking complete control of my mouth, this audience, this platform. God, I thank you that you're allowing me to be a good steward over what you have called me to steward. I pray over each person, God. Perhaps there is a business owner who is struggling where they're at. Perhaps they're struggling in the startup phase. Oh, God, I pray right now that you give them strength. I pray as we discuss topics on building on a solid foundation and not on sinking sand, that you pour into their life and you do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even imagine. God, I thank you, Lord God, that we have the authority to call on the name of Jesus Christ, not just at church, but also in the marketplace. And so, God, I lift you up. God, your word says that you inhabit the praises of your people. And so, God, I give you praise. I give you praise because you're worthy. I give you praise because you're King of all kings. I give you praise because you've been good to me, my God. You've been good to my parents. You've been good to the businesses that you allowed me to steward over. You've been good to the people you allowed me to pour into. And so, God, it's not just about me, but it's also about you. And so, God, I just thank you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your everlasting love, oh, God. And so, God, the slides that I have prepared, God, you're welcome to interrupt my plan for your will and your agenda. I continue to lift you up. I continue to give you praise as we step into your word and we eat on your word. My God, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen and amen. Type an amen in the chat if you're walking with me as I pray. If you're walking with me through that prayer, if you are in agreement, if you are in agreement with that prayer, type an amen in the chat. So building on a solid foundation, I want to break a little bit of this text. I'm coming. If you see me looking over to the side, I'm looking in a paper Bible. It's always good to have a paper Bible and to follow the word as we move forward. And the text is coming from tonight, from Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Anytime you see something read in the Bible, that means that Jesus said it. And we all know, if you don't know, that Jesus is the manifested word of God. And I want to dig a little bit of what he's talking about. He's teaching us how to build on a solid foundation. And if you're looking on instructions on how to build, go to the creator. He's created everything with his mouth and with the word. And so I'm going to read along with me as we move forward. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. That's good. That's good. I'm going to try to pace myself with grace. If you have heard me say that term before, I did a podcast episode on it. So go back and listen to that podcast to see what am I talking about on pacing myself with grace. It's because the word is so alive. It's so exciting. So I'm trying to stay calm as I deliver this message. It says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on a rock. Just imagine this if you're thinking of a foundation. Of course, we all think about houses and buildings, and we're thinking about that slab of concrete. We're thinking about that portion at the bottom before any bricks or any other pieces of the home is laid first, that foundation has to be laid. And so as you're laying a foundation in your business, it's impossible to skip God. it's always a wise thing to include God in whatever you do. The scripture even talks about that. Acknowledge God in all our ways so that he can direct our path. So we know to build a solid foundation, you have to build it on the rock. In this text, we know that Christ is talking about himself. He's the rock. But as I use these words interchangeably in business, as well as in our faith, a solid foundation, a rock, is business plans, different tools. Stay along with me. I'll share a little bit more of what does solid foundation materially, as a material, tangible piece, what does that look like in your business? And so it's building on the rock. He also gives a little bit warning. I call it a warning here. In 26, it says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the wind blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. It fell. You know the reason why it fell? Because it wasn't built on a good foundation. And so it is so important to have a solid foundation in your life as well as in your business. As I was moving along, one of the things I love about our Daddy God is that he gives us dreams and vision and insight. See, if you really want to partner well, if you really want to grow and advance in your life as well as in your business, partner with the Father. And so God gave me this vision. I wasn't sure what to call it. And so I kind of put over to the side here on the slide, building a life like Christ. And so he showed me this vision of a father and a son had an agriculture business. And it was a pop-up shop. If you're familiar with that, they're mobile. They can move in several different places. And the father owned the shop, but the son executed what needed to be operated in the business, what needed to be functioned in the business. He moved forward with this process, the son. Now, the father was the owner. You can already see where I'm going. If you're in faith and you already know where I'm going with this father-son analogy, drop it in the chat. I see you. I see you, Minister McCoy. I see where you're going with this. And so I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pacing myself. And so he showed this analogy, how they were business owners and how they operated to steward the business. If I needed to communicate, I had to go through the son. If I wanted to communicate any pieces, purchase something, anything in the business, if I wanted to learn about planning and sowing seeds, I had to go through the son. And one of the analogies that the father gave me with this, this is simultaneously, you're hearing me use this all the time, comparing business and faith side by side, is that did you know if you do not accept Jesus Christ, you can't skip over Jesus and go to the Father? There is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the word says these three are one. You can't skip. You cannot skip. Just reading a little bit of comments here. Okay, excellent, excellent. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us from Tennessee. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You cannot skip the Father. As I said, you cannot skip the Son to bypass the Son to get to the Father. You know, some people believe that, but that is not so at all. And so in this analogy, even in the business owner concept, I had to communicate with the Son to even get to the Father. He also showed me this analogy that the Son, this is an important reason why we want to include faith in our business. The Son had to communicate. He even negotiated on my behalf to the Father. I'm here to remind you today, did you know that Jesus is sitting in heavenly places and that he is also interceding for you in your life and in your business? He's interceding for you. When the devil, which is an advocate, come to the Father, when he comes to him, asking, you know, bringing up all your sin, all your mistakes, all your failures, he's looking for an opportunity to legally go against you in your life, that Jesus is interceding for our behalf. So I'm going to just stop for a moment and say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for interceding on our behalf. Thank you for negotiating. Thank you for being an advocate. Thank you for being the son. Thank you. We can't skip him. We can't skip over Jesus. Say, oh, I'm trying to get to the Father. Another piece in this vision that God gave me when I was looking at this analogy, and you see right here, I put premature growth. Premature growth is like touching a product or snatching a product and it's not ready. It's not fully developed. If I can give you a real example of this, let's just say you had an email marketing campaign and you only did the campaign for 30 days. And you was like, you looked at the results of the campaign and you was like, this was just poor. Of course, I want to let you know that all data is good data because it allows you to make a decision. Data allows you to make a decision. If you pulled that campaign too early, perhaps it wasn't targeted enough in your audience so they could see your product enough. You know, an average customer has to see your product about 7 times before they can make a purchase. Perhaps you didn't have call to actions in it. You know, you just pulled it prematurely. And so God showed me premature. I'm kind of switch over to the spiritual side of this. In this vision that the Father gave me, I touched the product and I didn't even realize it. When I touched the product, it had a fungus on it. And the fungus cut my fingers off. I was not even aware. I was not even aware that my finger was cut off. I'm just still talking to the sun, still talking to the sun. And when God gave me the interpretation of what this meant, when he gave me the interpretation of what it meant, he was like, you touched something prematurely, which was sin. Sin can be premature. Do you know a lot of times we fall into sin because we're not willing to wait? We're not willing to wait on God to give us that business plan, to give us the instruction. We're trying to do too many things at one time. God, let me run over here and do this. Let me do this idea. Let me do this idea. Let me do this idea. But the Father is saying, do not move prematurely. Do not move too fast. You have to pace yourself. And so one of the things that the Father also showed me with this vision is that when I touched that product and I had my fingers cut off, he shared with me Matthew 18:9. It says, if thine eye causes you to sin, which means it offends you, pluck it out and cast it therefore, cast it out. You hear me paraphrase this scripture a little bit. You want to know where it's coming from? It's Matthew 18:9. I'm reading from the NIV version. As I'm glancing up, you'll see the power by StreamYard. You'll see the link for that as well because they are sponsoring tonight's live, where you could get a percentage off if you want to use a streaming platform to help grow and advance your business. So I'm giving that shameless plug for StreamYard for sponsoring tonight's live. So he showed me anything that's premature, we're talking about sin. You touch this sin, it cut my fingers off. And I was like, oh my God, so what am I going to do now? When I kind of look back at that thing, because I really didn't even think about it. So as I'm pausing for a little bit, it's not because I'm stuttering or because I don't know what to say. It's because I'm listening simultaneously as the Father is dropping downloads in the middle of this message. And so one of the things I hear him saying, or one of the things he shared through this vision, is that sin will cut you off. It will cut you off from that communication with the Father. But the good news today is that God has grace. And so in this vision, the Son poured a liquid over my hand. My fingers grew back. This is getting me excited, guys, because it's so good. It's that the Father has a grace on us. If you messed up in your business, if you was not consistent in your business model, he has a grace to restore you. You guys know just a little bit of my personal testimony. I had quite a bit of transition in my life. I've lived in several different places. I focused on doing different assignments in my life, different assignments. And some of them, I missed the mark. I thought I heard from God, but he had to realign me, adjust my will and my plan and what I thought I was on track to do to bring me back in a restoration, in a restorative process, in a restorative state. And God showed me how he showed grace on my life. So in this moment, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking God for grace, not just for myself, because I personally know what he has done in my life from a grace standpoint, from receiving this covenant, from receiving unmerited favor that we don't even deserve to have. He has restored my life. I thank God. This is a good moment to stop, pause, and pray. You know, sometimes in your life, you got to stop, pause, and pray. So God, I just thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus for being a restorer. My God, when we was once offline, we were once in the wrong alignment, that you have restored us back in our rightful position so that we can fulfill the destiny, the purpose, the calling, the assignment in our lives that you have called us to do. So God, I just say thank you for restoration. Thank you for restoring us in the mighty name of Jesus. Guys, I'm going to keep going. This stuff is good. I'm already using. You're wondering, how is this connected to my business? Look, if you haven't heard me, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that God gives you an ear to hear what I'm saying. If you can't see what I'm saying, I pray right now that he gives you discernment and insight and vision to see how is this applied in your life. Sometimes we're always looking for people, coaches, the quick answer. We're looking at AI. We're just looking for the quick response. And sometimes we just have to pause for a moment and ask God to help connect this piece. So while you're doing that, I'm going to help you connect the piece. You know, our scripture text began with Matthew 7. And we talked about the sand and the rock. This is a biblical principle. I love to do this. I didn't share with you guys, but I want to share with you this line. You see, there's a little line here underneath the rock, and there is a line underneath sand. Because everywhere you see these lines throughout the presentation, I want you to think about a foundation. These lines are representing foundation marks. So if underneath your foundation of sand, that line is sinking, that's what that means right there. That's underneath the foundation. But if you build a foundation that's solid on the rock, baby, you have some room to grow. You have some room to accelerate and advance in your life. We're asking God sometimes, God, do this for me in my business. But God is really saying, what are you doing in your personal life to show me you a good steward? This is a real life example I want to give you guys. Building on a solid foundation. December, January, I did a financial analysis on my business and my personal life as well. Both of them, you have expenses with both of them. I did this analysis. And one of the things that I noticed, I put myself on a budget, a cash budget, in the envelope system. If you heard of that, say, yes, I heard of that. If you heard of that envelope system. And so I put myself on my budget, and I discovered after all my bills were paid, in my miscellaneous category, I had spent $600. I said, God, now what in the world did I spend $600 on? I found out I spent $600 on miscellaneous stuff. I spent $90 on lotion, just randomly spending money. I had no idea before I did this budget that I spent $600 until I tracked my expenses. And when I began to track my expenses and to create a budget and be consistent with that budget, and then I put accountability pieces in place, so I didn't carry my debit card with me. I didn't carry credit cards with me. I knew I had a certain amount of cash for each category. Clothes, groceries, you know, entertainment. And I had to reestablish my foundation. So my foundation, it wasn't healthy. That's why I was wasting money. Now, since I'm more accountable, I have created a budget. I've built it on this solid foundation. Now I'm beginning to grow and see, oh God, let me take a look at how I can pay that credit card off and use the snowball method. God, let me take a look at how I can budget my finances better and have more cash. How can I decrease my finances? How can I decrease debt and increase in my life? How can I do that? He began to show me that. He began to establish those things. Thank you, Nicole, for joining us. This is a Raymond word for my business and for the ministry. Much needed for believing business. Yes, for believing business owners, right? And I hope that if you're not a believer, this is for believers, that something will be said in here to encourage you, to motivate you on becoming a believer. So as we continue moving in the presentation, building your business without God, the reason why that's stretched out, because that's all about sinking, and it will not produce a healthy growth. So I pray that God gives you wisdom so that you can understand the difference between kingdom and traditional business. That's what I'm praying for in your life. So you're building this business on a solid foundation with business and marketing plans. In ministry, you're sharing your gifts and talents, and you're connecting these biblical principles to business concepts. And the reason why you see this guy on his knees over here to the left is that you cannot build a business. You cannot build a business without prayer. So as we keep going, I want to do a little bit of a mini session with you guys tonight. You know, I'm a marketing coach, and like, what exactly does that consist of? And just sharing with you, I have created some digital courses. If you know, in the past, I partnered with my alumni, LSUS. I also have partnered with different business owners when I was in Los Angeles, and then different clients as well, who have taken these digital courses process. And so I just want to give you a little bit of a sample tonight, what takes place in those digital courses. So around McCoy Solutions University, check out my website and multiple places online to learn more information about that. So I'm just going to pause this for just a second here, guys, and transition these slides for you guys, okay? Let me know if this is blessing your life. Drop a little comment there in the chat and let me know how it's blessing you. You're going to share with a friend. Hey. All right, so I have those slides up. So when you receive this digital package, just sharing a little bit on how it's worked, there's 5 different courses taught in 4 sessions. And the course that's available right now is called Business Brand Development. That's what it's about. And it's connecting business essentials and financing. Of course, you already know the hats of what it's brought up under. If you're interested in taking some digital courses, let me know. Sign up for the email listing. I'm going to drop all those links and all that good stuff for you in the chat so you'll have it. I'm going to drop one link right now with you guys to connect with me on LinkedIn. That'll instantly get you to have a conversation with me one-on-one to see if we're a good fit with each other. You also can let me know if you're interested in purchasing some of these digital courses for yourself or perhaps for your team. And I just want to dig in just a little bit of an overview of what it's about. So Business Essentials is this digital course where you're asking just kind of a startup phase in your business. What's so cool about it, guys, is the homework assignments that you create, you begin to use them immediately in your business. You discover to learn things about your business name, how did it start up, what are you passionate about, products and services, your physical location. I talk about mailing address, just several different things. Give me a little bit of an intro on what this is about. Business Essentials help you to go through different learning modules. In these modules, you'll learn some things about what's best for you on sole partnership. Should it be an LLC or what type of corporation? Do you have your license and several other things like that in your business? That's a little bit of the intro. And I think one of the things that I want to tie in and talk about, I hinted on it a little bit tonight, is I believe tonight I want to talk about what drives your business passion? What drives your business passion? Here we go. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. What drives your business passion? This is a good one. Without passion, you will eventually burn out. Passion is a force that drives your business. It drives your business. It motivates you. It creates an oil, like a lubricated oil. I'm not going to get into Elijah McCoy digging deep on all those pants and something that he created, but it creates this oil in your business to help you grow and expand and move forward. You have to have passion, high energy, good passion, because if you don't have it, you will soon go out of business. Passion, it's a drive, it's a determination, and it moves you into your destiny. When you have a drive, when you have this drive, this passion that I'm talking about, a determination attitude, this destiny, what's inevitable will occur. So destiny is a necessity that you have it to move forward with your future and to grow and advance in your business. I'm going to just give you a little bit tip of one of the icebergs here. And this tip talks about what products and services do you provide? Just want to talk a little bit about that. And getting a good understanding on products and services, and how do you connect this to your brand image? I'll talk more about that in one of the digital courses that I offer, is your brand image. And I kind of gave you a little bit of a sneak peek of that in one of the hands-free that I did on Instagram. And identity is when people think about brand imaging and identity, they often think about colors and, you know, logos and style. But there are several pieces that's connected to brand identity. And you would have to move forward in that course or connect with me one-on-one in a marketing consultation. And I could share more of an evaluation with you to help you move forward in that process on brand identity. So products and services, when you're thinking of this piece, it's all connected to create, connect, and calculate. Creativity directly connects to an entrepreneur spirit. Yes, this involves taking risks. This is why a lot of people don't want to become entrepreneurs. It's because it's so risky. And so one of my solutions to that is that having multiple sources of income, multiple resources, maybe it might be a 9-to-5, it might be other entrepreneurship opportunities in your business to help you grow and expand so you could use that funding. It might be an investor. It might be a marketing coach like myself, an expert who has a background with working with multiple different clients in several different states, expanding from Louisiana, Texas, California, Georgia, several different places, expansion, you know, to gain that expertise and that knowledge that you need to help expand and grow. As we're moving forward and talking about these products and services, is that, of course, you know, you're needing this. It's a key tool to helping you to thrive in the marketplace. These services, okay, pause a little bit. When you discover your products and service doesn't exist, oh, that's a really good one. If you discover that a product or service doesn't exist, this kind of really rolls back to passion. Have you ever found yourself extremely super passionate about something and it just bothers you so much? You're like, I have to do something about it. Maybe you need to make a product. Maybe you need to create a service or solutions to help others because you are so passionate about that topic. And so you're moving your products and services. We're talking about how, if you're passionate about that, to create an opportunity, create products and services to help your business grow and expand. And in this module, just create, connect, and calculate, the assignment that's connected in this module is create an organization chart to provide vision on who you are and what you do. You connect your products and services using a SMART, or if you guys heard of this, let me know, drop the comment in the chat, hierarchy system that's found in Microsoft Word to formulate. You can use several other tools too when you're doing these homework assignments. Be creative, connect your brand colors and your designs, keep your label simple, and write it down and make it plain. So as I move forward, that was just a little bit of a mini session, a little bit of what takes place when you purchase that digital product to help you grow and expand in your business. Guys, I want to thank you all so much for joining me tonight. If you're looking for more juice, more tea like this, join us in this Kingdompreneur community on McCoy Solutions University on Facebook, private group that's going on there. Let me drop that link for you so you'll have it and connect with us. It's also on the screen. You could copy and paste that. Connect with us on Facebook. Also, I'm going to be dropping my emails for you to McCoy Marketing Solutions in the chat and just begin to build a relationship with you, sharing resources and tools to help you to grow and expand. If you guys have any questions for me, drop those questions in the chat. I just want to let you know, if you drop questions in the replay, I am being consistent and paying attention. I will come back to those questions and answer those for you. Give me at least a 24 to 48 hour notice at times as I am working, multitasking here to answer those questions for you to help you to grow and expand. You know, oftentimes people put their credentials at the beginning. For some reason, I wanted to highlight the father. I wanted to highlight the word and just highlight a few other things. So this slide is specifically to share with you guys a little bit of my short bio, who I am, what do I do, and why are you potentially interested in doing business with me. I'll drop that link for you in the chat where we can have a free discovery phone call, 30-minute consultation to see are we a good fit for each other. And this is just a little bit of my background. I started this business in 2014. Thank God. It is an integrated marketing consulting firm. McCoy Solutions University was created in 2020, actually during the time of the pandemic. We had to pivot and do a little bit of changing all around the world and in business. And so I created a platform with digital courses, combining business and faith and giving you tips and tools and tactics to help you grow and expand. I have two set of versions, depends on who I'm working with. I have business and faith combined, as well as a core concentration on a specific business topic, or the combination of two. Both of those, I'm able to be flexible with that. I thank God for the opportunity to minister in the marketplace with you guys, to share these resources that he has held me accountable for, to release here in the earth realm. I do that through What's Your Ministry podcast on all digital platforms, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, all the digital platforms where you'll find the free resources to you at all times. That was established in 2022. My educational background, I am a graduate undergrad of LSU in Shreveport. I continued my education with a master's of concentration in marketing from Grand Canyon. And these are just some of the current projects I'm working on, from entrepreneurship, ministry, teaching, telecommunications, and all that good stuff. I really just want to take this moment to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me tonight. It has been a blessing connecting with you guys. If you're looking for more resources, more tips and tools that you can use to help grow and advance your business, you can connect with me on all social media platforms. I'm here on YouTube at Shamika The Real McCoy. And same tagline on Instagram, as well as on Instagram at McCoy Solutions University and McCoy Solutions _. So I thank you guys again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on tonight's live. I pray that you gather some information to help you grow and advance and accelerate in your business, and not just in your business, but also in your faith. If you're interested in me doing some more teaching things like this with you guys live, let me know. Drop some topics there in the comments that you're interested in and growing with. I'm going to be popping on as the Lord leads me to. It is my heart's desire to join you guys live at least twice a month. That is my heart's desire. Again, I thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. And I'm just going to go ahead and drop some links in the chat and end this live and see if there are any quick questions that I need to answer before I transition. God bless you guys. Continue to grow and advance and accelerate in your life as well as in your business. Blessings.
Thank you for listening to another episode at What's Your Ministry Podcast. Don't forget, real ministry goes beyond the Sunday morning podium into our everyday lives. Connect with us at McCoy Solutions University and at McCoy Solutions_ on all digital platforms. Have a blessed day.